श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम वंदेहम श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपम सागर जातम सहगण रघुनाथान्वितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो We'll just hear the translation of the song which we sang and then we'll have some discussions. The song is called, begins with Gaurangera Duti Pada and the title of the song is Savaran Shri Gaura Mahima, The Glories of Shri Gauranga, as written by Narottam Das Thakur from the book named Prarthana. So, if we had the text, it's quite simple Bengali language, almost similar to Hindi or other Indian languages. It says, Gaurangera Duti Pada Jara Dhana Sampada. Duti is like two. So one who has made the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga as his Sampada, as his wealth. Se Jane Bhakati Rasasar. Only he has understood the essence of Bhakti. Gaurangera Madhur Lila जार करणे प्रवेशिला हृदय निर्मल भेलो तार द ब्यूटिफुल पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड गौरांग हुअर इयर्स दे एंटर जार करणे प्रवेशिला सो दे प्युरिफाय द हार्ट ऑफ द ऑडियन्स ऑर हियर ऑफ द गौरांग महापुरुष पास्ट टाइम जे गौरांगेर नाम लोय जे गौरांगेर नाम लोय तार होय प्रेमोदय तारे मुई जाई बोली हरी वन हू टेक्स द नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड गौरांग विल इमिडिएटली डेवलप लव ऑफ गॉड टू सच अ पर्सन आई से ही इज वेरी ब्रेव वेरी नाइस एक्सिलेंट गौरांग गुणेते झुरे नित्य लीला तारस फुरे Sejana Bhakati Adhikari. One who appreciates the merciful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and feels ecstasy and sometimes cries. This process will immediately help him to understand the eternal pastimes of Radha Krishna. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Lila Nitya Siddha Kori Mane Je Se Jaye Bajendra Suta Pas. Simply by understanding that the associates of Lord Gauranga are eternally free from material contamination, one can immediately be promoted to the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. Se Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jane Chintamani Tara Hoya Braja Bhume Bas. If one understands simply that the land of Navadvip is non-different from Vrindavan, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. Gaura Prema Rasarnave Se Tarange Jeba Dube Se Radha Madhav Antaranga. If one says, let me dive deep into the waves of nectarian ocean of transcendental loving movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya, he immediately becomes one of the confidential devotees of Radha and Krishna. It does not matter whether one is a householder living at home or a vanprastha or a sannyasi living in the forest. If he chants, O Gauranga, and becomes a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, then Narottam Das begs to have his association. I did not read the last two lines. Gruhe va vanete thake, ha Gauranga bole dake. Narottama mange tara sanga. So we hear this bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur glorifying the activities, first of all glorifying the Lord Chaitanya Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and then his activities, his devotees, his katha, his narrations, everything about Lord Chaitanya. Because one specialty of Lord Chaitanya, those who have been coming here, they know, he is called Audarya Avatar. His incarnation is full of mercy, because in Kali Yuga only that can work. It's very difficult to have tapasya or even knowledge. Even to develop knowledge, even we see sometimes spiritual knowledge, even to read, many devotees express that to read and understand books, technical books, sometimes like Bhagavad Gita and others are very difficult for exactly to grasp. And I myself also remember when I was in college days many years back, I read the Bhagavad Gita at least 2-3 times when I was in college, but still not much could go or understand. I just read it for the matter of reading it, because Srila Prabhupada has written like that. This is not the fault of Bhagavad Gita, this is the fault of our brains, our Kali Yuga brains. Because the same Kali Yuga brains can understand many other things very nicely. Like they can understand the cricket scores, and many people can understand what is long on and long, everything of cricket, long off, and they can remember that very nicely. And there are people who have in their brain lot of data of crickets, which like cricketer, batsman made how much runs, how much he was out, and so many things. Some people have about movies, some people have about politics. But when it comes to spirituality, they go blank. It's not a fault of spirituality, it is a fault of our brain. That we some other don't have much attraction. That is the nature of Kali Yuga. People are too attracted to basic bodily activities. Basic bodily activities, they are too much attracted or addicted, or they are just into too much bodily activities. And for them to think of intellectual or spiritual topics is very difficult. So Lord Chaitanya had come, and he has spiritualized all bodily activities. And Srila Prabhupada has spread it all over the world. He has spiritualized eating by giving us prasadam. He has spiritualized dancing by giving us kirtan. These are the things which Kali Yuga people like. See, in movies there is music and dance and action. We had action just now over here. So a good idea that every Sunday now there is a drama. So Kali Yuga, not Kali Yuga, but Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada also recommended dramas. Because people like action in Kali Yuga. So instead of going into action of some movies, we can see Vaishnava dramas. So therefore we see Srila Prabhupada had this idea or a wonderful technique, and it's certainly coming from Lord Chaitanya. Certainly in Kaliyuga, tongue is very powerful. So there is prasadam. Music is powerful. There is kirtan. Then people like to dance in public for various reasons. So there is Rath Yatra and Harinam Sankirtan. And then certainly, so therefore we see similar activities which people are fond of. Like once one, I don't know who, but somebody was saying that devotee's life is actually joyful because they get up in the morning and first thing they do is every day sing and dance. No materialistic person is doing that. They may get up at 8 o'clock and somehow they come out of their bed and then just have some newspaper or tea, and somehow they're with great effort they have to get ready for their daily activities. But devotees, they get up, they do kirtan in the temple, in the home, they chant, and with a fresh mind they go out. So similarly, this is all mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So not going into this, glorifying Lord Chaitanya, will directly go into the topic. But before going into the topic, I would, for those who are first comers here and first comers overall for some ISKCON programs, I would like to just introduce who is Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise for them it's little difficult to grasp what's about whom we are speaking. So it is said in Vedic scriptures that the Supreme Lord, He appears in every age to spread the glories of Yuga Dharma, that the process of Dharma which is to be specially applicable in that age. So Lord, at present we know Kaliyuga is going on, and Lord Chaitanya, He appeared 500 years back approximately to spread this chanting of holy names, especially in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And He did spread it all over India to quite good extent, and then His devotees further, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and then more of His devotees are doing the job of spreading it all over the world in every nook and corner, town and village. So Lord Chaitanya came to give this process of chanting of holy names to all of us. And another question may come that we know Krishna, Ram, Varadeva, Vitthal, but many people in Kaliyuga or in the present age don't know. If Lord came 500 years back, why many people don't know about Him? An answer is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, that this Lord Chaitanya specifically came in the role of devotee to set example by His own behavior that how a devotee can or should behave. So therefore, as devotee can't claim to be the Supreme God, Lord Chaitanya also followed that standard. Even though He was Supreme God, He did not claim or announce that He is Supreme God, except in very few occasions where He was with His own devotees. So, having introduced the Lord like this, we'll go to the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Today, basically, we'll discuss some pastimes of Supreme Lord, and those who are coming here for many years might have heard those pastimes before, but we'll discuss them again so that it is said, Tara Hruday Nirmala, it is said the heart will get purified even though we have heard it before. Some pastimes we might have heard, some pastimes we might not have heard, and some pastimes we might not be remembering whether we have heard or not. But it I can say like that because it happened with me many times. After we hear whether I remembered this or not, and it, now after hearing for so many years, then some other that has set in. But anyway, we'll discuss some pastimes. So basically, Lord Chaitanya's life is divided into three sections, which we call Adi Lila, Madhya Lila, and Antya Lila. Adi Lila was the time, first 24 years in his life, when he stayed in his birthplace, Mayapur, Navdeep, in West Bengal. And at the age of 24, he took sannyas, and he went to Jagannath Puri. And he stayed in Jagannath Puri. 6 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri, and within that 6 years, he went around South India and whole of South India, including all the South Indian states and Maharashtra and some part of Gujarat, and he went back to, and also certainly Orissa and Andhra Pradesh and like that, and he went back to Jagannath Puri. And he stayed there for again some time, and again he went to Bengal till Ramkeli and came back, and then again he went to Vrindavan and came back. So this all happened within the 6 years period in Jagannath Puri. And after 6 years, the next 18 years, Lord was completely immersed only in chanting and remembering the Supreme Lord in very high ecstatic position. He would not generally, or he would very rarely take part in activities of preaching or distributing the glories of holy name in the last 18 years. So Adilila is his family life where Lord, not family, first student and then family in Mayapur. Then next 6 years in Jagannath Puri and traveling, distributing or spreading the chanting of holy names. And then last 18 years, he was relishing the holy names along with equally pure devotees. His Nitya, it is said here in Bhajan, Nitya Siddha Kori Mane, Gaurangera Sanghi Gane Nitya Siddha Kori Mane. Those who are associated with the Supreme Lord are eternal or permanently pure, Nitya Siddhas. So, today we will discuss some pastimes of Madhya Leela. When Lord Chaitanya, it is said he took sannyas, if you remember, he took sannyas in Makar Sankranti. 14th January it comes generally. So, at that time he left home and went to Katwa, took sannyas and started coming back. Not coming back, he started coming to Jagannath Puri. But after he crossed Mayapur, means from other side of Ganga River, those who know some geography, one side of Ganga River is Mayapur and Lord Chaitanya walking on the other side, towards the western side of Ganga River is walking. Mayapur is on east of Ganga. So he was walking and after he crossed across Mayapur, Advaita Acharya did some tricks along with Nityanand Prabhu and cheated Lord Chaitanya and brought him to the house of Advaita Acharya. There all the devotees from Mayapur came, even Mother Sachi came and they stayed with Lord Chaitanya for a few days, around 10-15 days. And then Lord Chaitanya went further traveling to various places. And maybe around 15-20 days further, he came to Jagannath Puri. So it was around end of Feb or early March. And then he stayed there March, April, May, June, July. And then July is the Chaturmas period. So every year after Lord Chaitanya came to Jagannath Puri, he had many devotees in West Bengal. All area. Not only Mayapur area. From Katwa, Shikhanda and many other places, Jajigram and like that. So all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya would try to go to Jagannath Puri for Yatra. But that Yatra was very big. 4 months in Kali Yuga. That was also Kali Yuga, but in the present Kali Yuga, for devotees or people to go to Yatra for 12 days is little difficult. Because of holidays and vacations and so many other things. But that time the devotees would just say Hari Bol and they are all self-employed, mostly in agriculture and like that. And even they are not self-employed, they would say we'll go and then come back. So basically, even though apparently the people were poor at that time, but maintaining themselves was not a problem. In Kali Yuga, people are having money and there are so many other things, instruments and houses and roads and railways, but to maintain ourselves is very difficult. Because if we lose our job, then we lose our bread and butter also. So it was apparently poor. People did not have much of accessories and assets and instruments, but to maintain themselves, basic food, some clothing, some simple house was not a problem. So in that way, it was another type of opulence, and people could afford to go to 4 months yatra every year. The devotees would come every year from West Bengal. So first year, some devotees came. You should understand, it was not just a yatra. It was a great anticipation of meeting Lord Chaitanya again. Since childhood, many devotees since childhood, and many devotees since Lord Chaitanya became preaching like devotee, like initially he was like a scholar. Even though he was like a scholar, many devotees were with him. Like if you go to Mayapur, we see there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, Yoga Pit, nearby Shiva Sangan, Murari Gupta's house. So they were very close neighbors. And even though Lord Chaitanya was not behaving like devotee in the beginning, they knew him well and they were all together. And we hear that in Advaita Acharya's home, all devotees would come together and discuss about Krishna Bhakti. And at that time when Nimai was very small, he was walking some year or old, something like that. Sometimes he would just go with very minimum clothes, bare chested, with dust all over his body, to call his elder brother Vishwarup. So in that way, he was known, well known to devotees in Mayapur, although Lord Chaitanya was not externally behaving like a devotee. So they are very close, having stayed together for 24 years. And not only stayed together for 24 years, Lord Chaitanya was a supreme Lord, so he was all attractive. If we stay with any person in this world for a few years, it's natural you develop some friendship and attraction. And it's natural that the people in Mayapur will develop similar friendship and attraction for Lord Chaitanya. But more and over above that, Lord Chaitanya is the supreme person, the supreme attractive person. So the separation of all the devotees of West Bengal was very intense. It's not that, oh, we'll just go to meet some friend. And nowadays, see, these emotions can't be understood, because these emotions in one way don't come to our heart also. It's advantage and disadvantage both ways, because we have so many other communication channels. We have telephones, we have SMS, we have emails. Although people are staying far off, there is a very regular communication. So when we meet, there is nothing to discuss, because we discuss everything just previous day also on the telephone. But understand, when Lord Chaitanya went, for many months, there is no communication between the devotees and Lord Chaitanya. There are not even posts that time. There are posts, but then a person has to carry and like that. Like nowadays, we have multiple group SMS. Suddenly, it's good. Devotees use it for calling people or to the program. It's an advantage. I'm not criticizing that way. But I'm saying, just understand the position of devotees that time. That no group SMS to send. Lord Chaitanya, he did the pastime of going to ocean today. So all the Bengali devotees, they know Lord Chaitanya went to ocean today. And something like that. No, 4 months, almost no news. What he's doing, what he's eating, something like that. I know, because I do sometimes preaching to the youth in hostels or colleges. Because of the phones, the mothers, they call every evening to their children, like their sons who are there. Kai khallana, have you eaten something? What are you doing? Are you not sick? Are you studying? So, actually that was not there when I was a student also, that way. I would come from home, that's all. We would meet our parents only when we go back home. We did not have a phone in hostel, and we did not have a phone in home also. So there was no other communication. Only when you go back, after 10 days, 15 days, 1 month. So understand, I am just saying this point, not to say the advantage of this one. I am saying that the devotees of Mayapur, they had no communication with Lord Chaitanya for so many months, since January till July. Generally July the Chaturmas begins. And it was an intense separation. And they could not tolerate. So they all came together under the leadership of Advaita Acharya and decided that we'll go. In the first year, see some devotees had already left with Lord Chaitanya, like Nityanand Prabhu and who else? Gadadhar Pandit. So few devotees had already left with Lord Chaitanya when he took sannyas. But few stayed back. So they wanted to go, like Chandrasekhar Acharya, Advaita Acharya, Shivas Thakur, and from Shrikhanda and other Katwagram like Raghunandan Thakur and all those Mukunda Goswami, Mukunda Das and like that. So all those wanted to go. And they all formed, many devotees from many villages came, and they all were under the leadership of Advaita Acharya. And they started to go. And Lord Chaitanya was also actually remembering just like if in a Vraj Leela, Lord Krishna leaves Vrindavan and goes to first Mathura and then to Dwarka. So it was not only that gopis and Vrajvasis were in separation. They are continuously crying tears. But it was Lord Krishna also who was in intense separation from his devotees. Just like we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavatamrut, that when the queens were discussing the love of Krishna for Vrajvasis, they were sharing that when Krishna is sleeping besides us, so Rukmini and Satyabhama and all are telling that in the night time Krishna is sleeping besides us. We are his married queens. But in the night, in the sleep, in the dream, he is chanting the names of devotees of Vrindavan. So they are telling that, see, Krishna is living with us for so many years, but still he is chanting the names of devotees of Vrindavan. So even Lord Chaitanya was also in separation from his devotees, both ways. He also wanted to meet his devotees. And when he heard that the devotees are coming, he personally went to Athar Nala. Do they have gone to Jagannath Puri? They know. Personally went to Athar Nala to receive all the devotees with chandan paste and garlands and like that. And he personally saw to it that all devotees get their accommodation. And they have arrangements of prasadam. And then the first Lord Chaitanya, there are many pastimes. Sometimes I may not speak in chronological order exactly, because I have combined some pastimes from Chaitanya Bhagavat and some from Chaitanya Charitamrit. So it's very difficult to mix them exactly chronologically, because they don't clarify exactly which happened after what compared to each other books. So Lord Chaitanya took them to Narendra Sarovar, and certainly we know that they perform many water pastimes. We heard in few days back in our Brahmacharya class, and we have heard here also, that by Lord Chaitanya's association, many big, respectable, senior people who are like Gambhira, Gambhira means very serious in their mood naturally, generally, they become childish. Like Sarvam Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, why they are high government officials. You see sometimes, like when you have very high position, government officials, you can't behave very naturally in public. We can't see Prime Minister in public just lazing around and things like that. He has restrictions. He can't just, like sometimes if he goes home, he may just clap or something like that, and he can express his joy. But he can't do that in public because he's Prime Minister. We can't think like the head of defense of military, air force, navy. They behave in a very casual way in public. They might do in their home, but not in public. But here we see Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, they were high. Ramananda was a governor of a whole area. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was the chief advisor of the king. And both had respects amongst people. And when they came to Narendra Sarovar for a pastime, they all entered Narendra Sarovar and were splashing water on each other. Similarly, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, they were splashing water. So sometimes some childish devotees, they would become very gambhir. So that was the effect of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, they came and performed water pastimes, and then they took part in Rath Yatra. Basically, we should understand, today what we are going to hear is a loving exchange between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. That is the structure today. And Lord Chaitanya glorifying the devotees and devotional service. And in some pastimes, even devotees glorifying Lord Chaitanya. And in the end of today's talk, we'll hear Lord Chaitanya answering one question in three different ways. One person asked one same question to Lord Chaitanya three times. And Lord Chaitanya answered it in three different ways. Not different ways, but in three more detail or higher and higher levels. So that we'll discuss in the end. And some philosophical aspect of those questions and answers we'll discuss in the end. So basically, what we'll learn in today's discussion is, we see Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya, when they discuss, they never criticize devotees. Not that we should be like artificially trying to impose on our brain and mind that all devotees are perfect, free, like they have no defects, not, but they are like perfect. No. Whatever the situation may be, just like when initially Advaita Acharya, in this pastime itself, he come and starts worshipping Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya initially accepts the worship. And then Lord Chaitanya, Advaita has brought some flowers, tulsi manjari, and some things to worship Chandan, like that, to worship Lord Chaitanya. So when Advaita Acharya's worship is over, Lord Chaitanya takes same those paraphernalia, what is remaining in the plate, and uses them to worship Advaita Acharya. He says, "Yo asi, so asi. Whoever you are, and I respect you. I worship you." So Lord Chaitanya doesn't put any conditions, that I will respect you and worship you only when things are like that and you are very perfect and like that. No. He says, "Whoever you are, you are. Yo asi sah asi. But I will worship you in my life." So in that way, we see that they don't criticize devotees, and they glorify devotees in a real way. Why I'm saying like that? Because for, especially for myself, but for conditioned souls like us, first of all, it's difficult to glorify devotees. And somehow or other, when we are told to glorify devotees, we just start saying some statements which we don't know whether they are true or not. Like, oh, he's a pure devotee. See, he might be pure devotee, but we don't know whether he is pure devotee or not. The point is, it's very difficult to make real glorification. Real means glorification which we can pursue. Because our nature, our ego and nature is like that, we can't pursue the glories of others. So because we can't pursue, it's difficult to glorify. So when we are told to glorify, we just try to find out some theoretical glories. He is pure devotee. He is devotee since many births. So to such knowledge we have no access. But we can, because, so therefore, to really glorify devotees of what we see glories in them is not that easy. Because it's not that easy for egoistic or person to see the glories. Therefore we see in Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would sometimes do that. What he would do? When there is some misunderstanding and arguments between two devotees, he would call them and make them stand in front of each other. And then first he will listen to their complaints. He is like that. And then he would say, okay, this person might have so many complaints. Means you are complaining so much against him. But just think, he is a Vaishnava and at least doing sadhana bhakti. So he must be having some good qualities. So please try to list the good qualities of this particular Vaishnava also. And that was a very difficult part. Because as I said, to list some practical real good qualities is difficult for a person who is blinded with ego. So we see Advaita Acharya and Lord Chaitanya. They would glorify each other, devotees and like that. So after speaking, so when the devotees of Bengal would come, because they would fondly remember Lord Chaitanya, they would bring those things, especially things of prasad, food items, raw and cooked both. Like we know Raghav Pandit, his famous pastime of Raghavera Jhali. Jhali means jholi. So jholi means a bag in Hindi. When Raghav Pandit would come from Bengal, from Panihati, his house, to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Orissa, he and his sister, I think Damayanti, they would cook many types of prasad. It was like a big transport. And they would bring all those bags to Jagannath Puri because Lord Chaitanya liked the cooking of Raghav Pandit and his sister. And they would give all to servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda. And in that way, many devotees would bring many things, cooked things, knowing what Chaitanya likes, Lord Chaitanya likes. And then what would happen? Lord Chaitanya would say, okay, keep it in corner. All the prasad that would come, Lord Chaitanya would say, keep it in corner. And then, after a few days, the devotee would ask the servant of Lord Chaitanya, Govind, how did Lord Chaitanya like what we gave? The point was, Lord Chaitanya has not tasted it yet. And Lord Chaitanya has not commented yet. So this Govind was in great difficulty. Because he can't speak lies. And he can't speak truth because that would hurt the devotees a lot. Oh, Avitak, Lord Chaitanya has not eaten. And many days passed, 10, 15, 20. So Govind one day went to Lord Chaitanya and requested, please, you taste those things and give me the report whether you like or not, how you find it. Because devotees are eagerly asking the report of the prasadam they have given you. In that way, devotees would also bring ingredients for making prasadam. Not only cook prasadam, they know Chaitanya would like this type of sabji, this shag, this, that. And they would bring all the ingredients. So that in Puri they will cook it fresh for Lord Chaitanya. So in that way, when all the devotees of Mayapur and Bengal would come, they would invite the Lord for prasadam at their homes. Their homes means wherever they are staying. That was their home for 4 months. And they would invite. So Advaita Acharya was the leader. So he came one day to Lord Chaitanya. And he says, please, you come to my house. I will personally cook for you. And I will personally cook and like to feed you. And Lord Chaitanya said, if anyone eats food cooked by you, he will certainly achieve Krishna. I know, because whatever you cook, Lord Krishna eats it. And therefore, I am very inclined to come to your home to accept food which you have personally cooked. And otherwise, Acharya was very happy to hear this answer. And he came home and started cooking immediately along with his wife. Actually, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Thakurani, was expert cook. But Advaita Acharya was also expert cook. So both were cooking. And sometimes Sita Thakurani would help Advaita Acharya. And sometimes Advaita Acharya would help Sita Thakurani to cook. And in that way, both started cooking very happily. And because both of them had brought many ingredients which they knew Lord Chaitanya liked. And they brought that. And they were cooking that. And and Sachi Mata, she just thought, Lord Chaitanya likes this shark. And she made 10 types of sharks. And she says, he likes this types of vada. And she made 10, 20 types of vada. Like that. So they made a lot of big preparations. And all was ready. And then, it was put on a big platform, and then cloth, and banana leaf, big leaf, rice, and pure ghee, and all the sabjis, and various types of dals and sweets, all placed nicely, and with Tulsi Manjari is placed so that it can be offered to Krishna. In this way, Advaita Acharya was discussing with his wife. He had one desire. He said, whatever I cook today, I know. Whatever I cook, in whatever quantity, today Lord Chaitanya will eat it. But there can be some issue to it. So you should understand this. We may think this thought on the part of Advaita Acharya is not very correct. So we should understand it as activity on a pure transcendental level. We should not judge. So therefore, Advaita Acharya said, there is one issue to it. What can happen is Lord Chaitanya has many sannyasi friends. And maybe, as usually Lord Chaitanya does, when he comes for prasadam, he might invite many of his sannyasi friends. And if all of them come along with Lord Chaitanya, we have enough prasadam, but Lord Chaitanya won't eat nicely, being in the society and the group of his friends. So, somehow that I desire that Lord Chaitanya come alone today, so that he will eat joyfully, happily, and everything whatever he cook in a good quantity. But he said, I don't know what will happen. In this way, discussing with his wife, both of them were cooking, and they are in complete joy that Lord is going to come. In that way, Advaita Acharya finished cooking, and then he went, took bath, offered the food, and things were ready. And here, Lord Chaitanya, he also knew that today afternoon I have to go to Advaita Acharya's house, and Lord Chaitanya would daily go to Sri Jagannath temple, then go and take bath in the ocean, and do some Gayatri chanting and like that. We call it midday duties. And Lord Chaitanya, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he would chant fixed number of rounds daily. So even Lord Chaitanya, not only six Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya chanted fixed number of rounds, then he took darshan, then he performed and went and performed midday duties, like chanting of some Gayatri mantra, taking midday bath. And generally at midday, all sannyasi would come together after performing their midday duties and take prasadam. But at this day, when Lord Chaitanya has finished performing midday duties, suddenly Indra arranged a big rainstorm and thunder and even hail. Hail means pieces of ice. So hail storm, thunderstorm, and winds, it was complete dark. No one knew it was not a season of rainstorm. But somehow there, by the arrangement of Indra, it was so heavy rain that it was impossible to walk out on the street for anyone. But there was some amazing thing happening. Like it happens sometimes in Bombay or in Maharashtra or any part of the world that way, not Maharashtra, that in whole Jagannath Puri, it was raining, hail, storm, very less light and dust and everything. No one could go out of the house. But where Advaita Acharya was cooking, only very little rains or a few drops were falling. If we have been reading some news or some seeing on the TV, we know just day before yesterday and like that, like in Bombay, I am in Bombay for the last 4 or 5 days, and it's completely dry. Not a single drop or just few drops of rain is falling. But in parts of Ratnagiri, Sindhudurga and Goa, it's like heavy, heavy, super heavy rain day before yesterday and day before that. So, only difference was the difference between Bombay and Goa and Ratnagiri is around 400 kilometers. But in Jagannath Puri, where Advaita was cooking and where it was heavy rain, it was only 40 or 400 meters. The difference of the two. So, Advaita was cooking no rain or very scanty rain. And whole of Jagannath Puri, like something like Govardhan, the shores like Govardhan Lila, no one could come out. Because of that, no sannyasis come out on the road. And somehow or other, only Lord Chaitanya, he managed to reach the house of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya spread out all the prasadam. Lord Chaitanya came at that time. And Advaita Acharya saw, Lord Chaitanya today has come alone. And he was dancing with joy because it was his desire. And then Lord Chaitanya was respected properly by Advaita Acharya by putting chandan paste, garland, fanning him. And then he said, please sit down to have prasadam. And Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya started eating. And that day, before eating, he made again like, how I can eat so much? And Advaita Acharya answered that you are anyway eating in 16,000 palaces in Dwarka and also in the house of Mother Devaki and like that. So you are eating so much, what I cooked is very little. And then I won't go into detail of that discussion. And Lord Chaitanya accepted everything, whatever cooked by Advaita, just kept some little of every item. Otherwise he finished everything. And then when Lord Chaitanya has finished, Advaita Acharya started singing prayers in glorification of Indra. And Chaitanya said, how come today I am hearing the prayers glorifying Indra? How come that those prayers have come to your mouth? Please explain me. Advaita Acharya said, you please continue eating. Why I should answer all your questions? I am not going to answer and explain all your questions. Then Lord Chaitanya said, listen Advaita, I know, don't glorify Indra. I know why you are glorifying Indra. You are glorifying because he arranged all this rain and hail so that only I could come alone. But actually, Advaita, all that happened just because of your desire. Indra has no independence to act against your desire. In fact, what power Indra has to give you orders is Indra's fortune that he got some service to perform. He got some chance to perform service to you, Advaita. And that is your glories. And then after the meal was over, even Advaita Acharya had something. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya accepted prasadam at the house of many devotees. Shivas Thakur also, that will come in the future. Then at that time, Damodar Pandit, he came little late from Mayapur. Because when all were coming, Damodar Pandit, Damodar Pandit actually was sent from Jagannath Puri to Mayapur to meet Mother Sachi. And he met Mother Sachi and he came back. And as soon as he came back, Lord Chaitanya asked, this was the first time Damodar Pandit is going to Mayapur after Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas and come to Puri. So Lord Chaitanya asked, please, Damodar Pandit, tell, how is my mother doing? Is she performing devotional service? Is she chanting? Is she living a life of devotion? So it was not a question needed to be asked, because Mother Sachi was doing that. But Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach some lessons that how it is important that one perform devotional service in life, in any condition. So Damodar Pandit, I would tell this pastime in short. Damodar Pandit, he gave answers. He is saying, your mother, what to speak? She is 24 hours, she is doing only two things. Chanting holy names and crying, remembering yourself. O Lord Chaitanya. She is always engaged in devotional service. He says, your mother is so glorious. This is Bengali, but this Bengali is also Marathi and also maybe Tamil and also all over India. Here he says, glorifying the devotion of Mother Sachi and stating that Damodar Pandit says, O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you understand whatever devotion you have, He's telling Lord Chaitanya, whatever devotion you have is because of the mercy of your mother. Because of the krupa of your mother, Sachi Mata, Lord Chaitanya, you have some devotion. And he goes on to say that your mother is so glorious. He says, your mother is so glorious that if even someone by mistake speaks the words, in Bengali also it seems that it is mother is called A-I-I, it is written in Bengali. So certainly in Marathi and Tamil, because there is Mumbai and there is also Chennai. It's also the same. It's glorifying like Amba Mata, like the Durga Devi is called. She is also called Mother Durga. So there is Chennai and Mumbai. And here it is, so I is there. So here it is said, whoever even speaks the words I, indicating your mother, Lord Chaitanya, Sachi Mata, he will no longer suffer material troubles and attain your mercy. So after hearing the glories of the position of his mother, then Lord Chaitanya called some of his old friends who had come from Bengal. And he said, they had some common friends. So Lord Chaitanya asked from them, please tell me about our friends. Are their lives auspicious? Are they living an auspicious life? So this also Lord Chaitanya asked to reveal that only auspicious thing in human life is a devotional service. So therefore he asked, what is the position of our common friends? Are they living their life in a material consciousness? Or are they living their life in devotional service? Lord Chaitanya further explains that if a person, actually Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, if a person has wealth, fame, pleasures, or even he may be king, but if he has no devotional service, his life is inauspicious. And if a person is so poor that he may not have today's food, he may not have food to eat today afternoon, still his life is auspicious if he is devoted to Vishnu. Because it's not only whether you have something to eat or dress or wear some ornaments. Lord Chaitanya is, or this philosophy is being spoken by Vrindavan Das Thakur from a point of vision of the soul's destination. From the soul's destination, he's speaking this. So then, many other devotees, after Shivash Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya, all the other devotees and brahmanas, they came forward. That Lord Chaitanya, you also come to our home. And Lord Chaitanya said, yes, I will come. Or he said, only those can invite me who are the masters of 1 lakh. So many devotees, and 1 lakh is even a good amount today. But 500 years back, it was a very, very good, big amount. So devotees thought, Lord Chaitanya is indicating, only those can invite me who has 1 lakh rupees. Or 1 lakh coins at that time. So their devotees were a little unhappy. So the devotee said, oh Lord, what to speak of 1 lakh? Many of us even don't have 1,000. And many of us even don't have 100. That time 100 rupees was also a big amount. Even I know just 100 years back or 70, 80 years back, for example, my grandfather and all, they would tell they had payment of 40 rupees per month. And 25 rupees and like that, monthly income. So, they said, most of us don't have 1,000 also. And many of you even don't have 100. And you are telling that you will come to house of only those people who have 1 lakh. So, Lord said, don't you know the meaning of the phrase, master of 1 lakh? He says, I mean, master of 1 lakh means those who chant 1 lakh names daily. I will go to only their house. That means in today's our Hare Krishna Mantra language, 64 rounds. Because when we chant 16 rounds, is approximately 25,000 names of a Supreme Lord. So, Lord Chaitanya said, those who chant 64 rounds daily, or take the names, 1 lakh names of Lord Krishna, I will go to only those house. So, actually we see, that was Lord Chaitanya's condition. Most of us may know Sukhdev Swami. And he was also strict in sometime in this respect. Once when he was preaching in Kurukshetra, beginning days, no, Kurukshetra is a big temple and good congregation. In the beginning days, some people started coming, and after some time they invited Sukhdev Maharaj. please come to our home for prasadam. The Sukhdev Maharaj said, no, you have to chant 16 rounds daily and then only I'll come to your home. So their new devotees are chanting 1-2 rounds or not chanting or chanting 4 rounds like that. They were taken little aback, but they wanted Maharaj to come to their home. And they said, no, Maharaj, please come. They said, no, you chant 16 rounds and I will come. I'm not saying no. You chant 16 rounds daily and I will come. And then one day, one devotee I met, he himself told me. He said, one day I and my wife and went and told Sukhdeva Maharaj, see, why can't for out of love you come to our home for prasad even if we are not chanting 16 rounds? So Maharaj said, why can't out of love you chant 16 rounds for us daily? Out of love, you chant for me 16 rounds daily. Then I will come. So anyway, after a few days, as the devotees remained in Krishna consciousness, they started chanting. So devotees have different moods and different types of pastimes. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Singapore, and one lady who was a nice devotee herself, but in her home the atmosphere was not very supportive. Her husband was not very supportive, and in her home sometimes they have to cook flesh also. So, but once she invited or she wanted to give prasad to Srila Prabhupada, so Prabhupada agreed. And then immediately the disciples asked, oh Prabhupada, is it that we should buy some new vessels and go to her home, and is it that we should cook? She will give the ingredients and all these things. Prabhupada said, no, let her cook. Devotee said, no, in her home sometimes flesh is made. Prabhupada says, that's okay, she is sincere. And if we and I don't go, then how she will have the chance to render devotional service? So Prabhupada went once. So all types of activities happen, different mood, desh, kal, patra. But Lord Chaitanya had this standard. 64 rounds, at least in Jagannath Puri. He said, those who chant 1 lakh names daily, and the result was there. The devotees, they all happily started chanting 64 rounds daily from that day on. So in this way, day and night, the devotees were engaged in holy name of, engaged in devotional service. One day, Advaita Acharya, he called all the devotees and declared very loudly, today, we'll perform a special Harinam Sankirtan. We will not chant the names of Krishna and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We'll perform Harinam Sankirtan in the streets, publicly chanting the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll chant the names of Lord Chaitanya. Although devotees knew, we can't do this. They knew we can't glorify Lord Chaitanya as Supreme God. It's like almost forbidden or banned by Lord Chaitanya himself. He knew that if we chant holy names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in street as if we do for Harinam Sankirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu might be very angry. But at the same time, they could not disobey Advaita Acharya also. So they all, and they also wanted to glorify in their heart, but they knew that Lord Chaitanya has forbidden it. So they all came together. And Advaita Acharya said, Lord Chaitanya has descended on this earth to deliver us. By his mercy, the holy name is spreading all over India and in the future all over the world. But in fact, Advaita Acharya said, whatever respect we get is actually also by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has given the wealth of Sankirtan. So today, we'll dance and sing the glorious names of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they began that way. And the Sankirtan, it was Harinam Sankirtan because it was the name of Lord Chaitanya. It started going in the various streets of Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya also heard Sankirtan is going on. He didn't, from a far off distance. He could not hear what is being sung, but a big sound of mridang and kartal and songs. So, and Advaita Acharya started making new songs and glorifying Lord Chaitanya. Actually, I requested Jai Sachin Prabhu to be here and sing those songs. They are easy ones. But Jai Sachin Prabhu is not here. He has already reached Borili doing kirtan over there. He said, okay, I will sing bhajan in the beginning. Then I have a program, some scheduled program in Borili, so he has already reached there. But if we were there, we could have sung those songs. But all the devotees were happy to learn new songs glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Advaita Acharya was also creating, at least Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions 3-4 new songs in this one pastime only. glorifying Lord Chaitanya. And during they were singing very loudly, like one line is, Shri Chaitanya Narayan Karuna Sagar, Dukhi Tera Bandhu Prabhu Mora Dayakor. Like that, Adita Tatara singing some mantras, glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all devotees were following. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Kirtan. And he thought, it's a Harinam Sankirtan, as usual. He thought, let me go and take part. And he came out of his house and started walking where the Harinam Sankirtan was going on. So he came close. And devotees, they knew that it's wrong. But today they are fearless, because they are under the leadership of Advaita Acharya. And when the devotees saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they started singing the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu double volume or more than that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came close, and then he understood, when he heard little carefully, he understood it's not a usual Harinam Sankirtan. So he heard little carefully and tried to understand the meaning. And he understood they are singing my glories. Immediately he ran from there and went back to Gambhira and went to sleep. And then the devotees, they started singing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all the devotees, they are very happy. They are joyful. Advaita Acharya was dancing more enthusiastically, more than daily. And they all started coming. The Kirtan started coming towards Gambhira, where Lord Chaitanya had come. And he was, he was at least externally sleeping. And the devotees came out at the gate of Gambhira. And we're chanting holy names loudly, not holy names, glories of Lord Chaitanya, which is also holy names. And then Govinda came in and told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Vaishnavas have come to your door. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the names of Vaishnavas, so Vaishnavas has come. He immediately got up and went out to meet the devotees. And then he came out and he said to Shivas, he called Shivas, maybe he was there in front. He told Shivas, why you are abandoned singing the glories of Krishna's holy name? And Shivas said, oh my dear Lord Chaitanya, no one can act independently than your desire. Whatever you will, the souls act that way. So he put the glories or the credit or the blame on Lord Chaitanya himself. He said, you are doing everything. No soul can act independently. If you decide they should sing the name of Lord Chaitanya, they are singing. Why you are catching me? And then Shivas Thakur, he held his hand like this towards the sun and started doing some action. So Lord Chaitanya asked, Shivas, what do you mean by this action like this? He said, just like I can't cover the sun by my hand, even though I may do any amount of efforts. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya, it's beyond your power to cover your own glories. Even though you try to stop our Sankirtan of chanting of your glories will be spread all over the world. And having such discussion, Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees, they dispersed. Similarly, at that time, even Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami arrived. And Lord Chaitanya glorified them and told Advaita Acharya, they are great devotees. But still, they have come here to get mercy of all of you. So Advaita Acharya, please give them your mercy. So even Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Advaita Acharya, telling Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami that you should take Advaita Acharya's mercy. Advaita Acharya said, if you give me order, then I have the power to give them mercy. And because you are giving me order, O Lord Chaitanya, I will give them mercy. In this way, one day, Shivas Thakur and many devotees came to meet Lord Chaitanya. And they sat all around Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya asked Shivas Thakur, please speak about Advaita Acharya. What do you think? Please tell, what was the question? Yeah. Lord Chaitanya told Shivas, you tell me which great devotees dwell or stay in the heart of Advaita Acharya. So Shivas Thakur, for him it was a sudden question. And he just thought and said, my heart thinks that in Advaita Acharya is like Sukhdev Goswami in glories. He is like Prahlad Maharaj. Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya became a little angry. And he took up a stick, like to correct Shivas Thakur. In a mood of correcting, he says, what Shivas? You say my, Advaita Acharya's name is also Nara. He says, you say my Nara, my Advaita is like Sukhdev. Tomorrow everyone will call him Sukhdev, like compare him with Sukhdev Goswami. He says, at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his hand to beat Shivas Thakur with the stick. And Advaita Acharya held his hand and said, wait. When a father is chastising his son, the mood in the heart of father is of mercy. He said, O Lord, who can be the object of your mercy, object of your anger? Hearing Advaita Acharya indicating that Shivas Thakur is like your son and maybe Advaita's son, Lord Chaitanya gave up the anger and threw away the stick. He said, O Advaita, if you accept anyone as your son, what power I have to chastise him? But then Lord Chaitanya called Shivas and told. He said, don't compare Advaita Acharya to Sukhdev Goswami and Prahlad Maharaj. What Chaitanya wanted to say? He says, he is much more than that. He is much more than even these great devotees. He said, it was by Advaita Acharya's call that I had come to this material world, and then having glorified Advaita Acharya sufficiently, Shivas Thakur started trembling. He said, oh, I committed offense against Advaita Acharya. You have taught me the right thing. Now I understood Advaita Acharya's glories completely. He said, even now I make this vow, Shivas Thakur said, I take this vow today. Even if Advaita Acharya drinks wine, or even if he embraces an outcast woman, I will have great devotion and respect for Advaita Acharya. And these words I say as sincere truth from my heart. And Lord Chaitanya was pleased with such high level of respect developed by Shivas Thakur. And all of three, they sat down together. Now, we may think, what is the exact meaning of this pastime of Shivas Thakur and Advaita Acharya? Vrindavan Das Thakur goes ahead to explain the real meaning or complete meaning of this pastime. He says, person should understand these words of Lord Chaitanya between Advaita Acharya and Shivas Thakur. He says, those persons who can't understand these words of Lord Chaitanya describing the truth of Vishnu and the truth of Vaishnavas, those persons in their life can never understand Vishnu and Vaishnavas. So they should, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains. He says, persons who do not understand sometimes, sometimes an elevated Vaishnava or a perfect Vaishnava may apparently sometimes do some harsh behavior or harsh actions. Those persons who don't understand such behavior of some elevated Vaishnava, and they criticize such Vaishnavas, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, such persons will suffer in the world birth and death. That means he is saying that we have to be very glorifying, we have to be very careful that we don't criticize the Vaishnavas. When Shivas Thakur said that even Advaita Acharya drinks wine and like that, is sure that Advaita Acharya is not going to do such things. But he says the meaning of such statement is, even if sometimes a Vaishnava, elevated Vaishnava, may apparently behave some harshly, and if we criticize him, then we should understand that we will suffer in this world for birth and death. He says, therefore we should see the harsh teachings of Vaishnavas to be like his words of teaching. Even Srila Prabhupada explained that few times when he was discussing with his devotees. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, to substantiate his point, gives the example of Bhrigu Muni from Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, just like Bhrigu Muni, who was the perfect son of Brahma, Bhrigu Muni was always meditating on the Supreme Lord. But what he did once? He once went and kicked directly on the chest of the Supreme Lord. Even then, please see, we should see Bhrigu Muni as best of Vaishnavas. We should not see, oh, how is this? He went and kicked the Supreme Lord physically on the chest, like nothing can be a bigger offense than that. So, he tells the story of Bhrigu Muni. We know it, but I will tell in short. There are many sages and devotees together, and they are discussing who is greatest, Lord Vishnu or Shiva or Brahma. And each sage was saying his own idea. And they ultimately appointed Bhrigu Muni to go and check. And Bhrigu Muni first went to Brahmaji. And Brahmaji, like a father, he was expecting, he first asked Bhrigu Muni, how are you, and like that, some basic questions. But Bhrigu Muni did not answer and neglected the words of Brahmaji. He even did not show any respect, he just went and stood like this. So basically, by his behavior, he offended Brahmaji. And then Brahmaji was furious. He was angry, right there to curse and like chastise Bhrigu Muni. So Bhrigu Muni went out from there. And then he went to Lord Shiva's Kailash. Actually, at that time when Brahmaji was going to take action against Bhrigu Muni, Brahmaji's wife, Saraswati, she came and stopped Brahmaji. And then when Bhrigu Muni went to Shiva's place, Kailash, Shiva became so happy that my brother has come. And he went to embrace him, to meet him with love. And Bhrigu Muni not only disrespected him by his actions, he spoke, "Hey, oh Shiva, you don't come and touch me. You are unclean. You are ash, bones. Stay away. And by speaking, he offended Lord Shiva. At that time, Lord Shiva was also very angry. He took his trident and started running after Bhrigu Muni to take action. Again, at that time, Parvati ji has to come in. We see sometimes, I will tell a little later. After the third incident, two have happened, third is to happen yet. So, after that I will tell what I have seen, because I have seen both. So Parvati came and pacified Lord Shiva. He was pacified. And then Bhrigu Muni went to Vishnu, and he did not do anything. He just went, and before Vishnu could even get up and do anything, he just went and hit very hard on the chest of Lord Vishnu. And then Lord Vishnu, he was not angry. He rose up from his Ananta Shesh or his Shaya. He first begged forgiveness from Bhrigu Muni. He said, "Please forgive me. Even though I don't know what type of actions I did or behavior I did, because of which you became so angry that you came and kicked me." So Lord Vishnu is saying, he's assuming and he's sure that I might have done something, because of which Bhrigu Muni became so angry that he had to come and kick me. Vishnu thinks, I might have done such a wrong thing that Bhrigu Muni had to take such a big action. So first of all, Vishnu begs forgiveness for whatever offense he might have done. And then he says, "You kicked me, sorry, your lotus feet might have been hurt. So please let me massage it, remove the hurt." So Vishnu does such a behavior. And then the things are solved and Bhrigu Muni comes back. So at that time, you know what happened? Lakshmi ji becomes unhappy. She says, "Oh Brahmanas, you insulted my husband Vishnu. I curse that the Brahmanas will remain poor always." So we see in the first two cases, Mr. Brahma and Mr. Shiva was angry, and then the missus has to do something to solve the situation. Sometimes I see, when I travel a lot in trains and bus, sometimes there are arguments, and if there are men and women, husband and wife traveling, sometimes man becomes very angry and he started fighting, and then wife has to come, Rahudeho, Sorundyaho, like that. And sometimes I have seen second case also. When husband is, something happens and husband is peaceful, wife says, "Hey, Bhagungin, tumhala kai vattu." तुम्ही काय काही करायचं आणि आम्ही सहन करायचं काय अँड समथिंग लाईक दॅट. सो वन हॅज टू टेक ऍक्शन अँड वन हॅज टू पॅसिफाय. बेसिकली इट हॅपन्स दॅट वे इन मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. सो बोथ टाइप्स ऑफ थिंग्स आर ऑब्झर्व्ड इन दिस वर्ल्ड ऑल्सो. बट एनिवे दिस वॉज द केस वेअर वी सॉ दॅट लॉर्ड चैतन्य परफॉर्म सच पास टाइम्स अँड आफ्टर फोर मंथ्स चतुर्मास इज ओव्हर द डिवोटीज हॅड टू गो बॅक. जस्ट लाईक लॉर्ड चैतन्य वेलकम्ड एव्हरी वन ही ऍट द टाइम ऑफ गिविंग देम लाईक मीटिंग देम टू अलाउिंग देम टू गो बॅक ही ग्लोरिफाईड इज डिवोटी. अँड नाऊ आय विल कम टू द सम फिलॉसॉफिकल डिस्कशन फॉर 5-10 मिनिट्स एज आय सेड विच वी हॅव टू डिस्कस टुडे. At that time, some devotees would sometimes ask some questions. And as I said, Satyaraj Khan and devotees from Kulinagram, Vasudev, Vasu, they came and they put forward some questions. Ramanand Vasu, not Vasu, Ramanand Vasu and Satyaraj Khan, they submitted these questions to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while going from Jagannath Puri to Bengal again. They said, I will read some Bengali shlokas from Chaitanya Charitamrita. गृहस्थ विषयामी की मोर साधने श्रीमुख आज्ञा कर प्रभु निवेदी चरणे. जसे वी बोथ आर गृहस्थ अँड प्लीज टेल अस व्हॉट इज द वे ऑफ अवर परफेक्शन ऑफ डिव्होशनल लाईफ. यू टेल फ्रॉम युअर माउथ दिस इज अवर रिक्वेस्ट. प्रभु कहे कृष्ण सेवा वैष्णव सेवन निरंतर कृष्ण नाम निरंतर कर कृष्ण नाम संकीर्तन. लॉर्ड चैतन्य गिव थ्री ऑर्डर्स. प्रभु कहे कृष्ण सेवा ऑलवेज डू सर कृष्ण. वैष्णव सेवन ऑलवेज सर द वैष्णवास. निरंतर कर कृष्ण नाम संकीर्तन एंड ऑलवेज चैंड द होली नेम ऑफ कृष्ण. देन सत्यराज खान स्पोक अप. सत्यराज बोले वैष्णव चिनिबा के मने के वैष्णव कहा तार सामान्य लक्षणे. सत्यराज खान आस्क्ड प्लीज टेल अस व्हाट आर द हाऊ कॅन आय डिसाइड चिनिबे मीन्स चूज और डिसाइड हु इज अ वैष्णव. यू आर टेलिंग टू सर्व कृष्ण चैंट होली नेम्स दॅट्स क्लिअर बट टू सर्व वैष्णवा लाईक आय जस्ट सॉ द we can see the drama performed by Pune devotees on this topic of oh my god. They perform very good drama. In that drama one person, a devotee, advises Kanji Bhai that you might have got some bad experiences from some sadhus but you should search out good sadhus and associate with them. So Kanji Bhai says in his language, sorry I am using that, kya sadhu log ke sar pe label likha rehta hai kya kaun sachcha hai aur kaun khota hai. So therefore Satyaraj Khan asked this question, how to know who is a Vaishnav? You are telling me to serve him, but how to know? So Prabhu kahe yanara mukhe suni ek bar, Krishna naam sei pujya shrestha sabakar. He says, so Lord Chaitanya is answering the first time. This question, who is a Vaishnav, will be asked 3 times. Every time Satyaraj Khan would come to Jagannath Puri for 4 months, and every year he would ask this question for the first 3 years. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered in 3 different levels, further progressive levels. So first year he answered, Prabhu kahe yanara mukhe suni ek bar, in whose mouth you hear the name of Krishna once. Krishna naam, hear the names of Krishna once. Sei pujya shrestha sabakar, he is pujya, worshipable. And is shrestha, respectable amongst all. Ata eva yanara mukhe eka krishna naam seita vaishnav kariha tara samman. He says, if you listen Krishna in anyone's mouth, you should respect him. Even if you listen once, you should know he is a Vaishnav and you should respect him. So this topic, 3 levels of Vaishnav also come in Upadeshamrut. In Shloka 5, it is said, Krishneti yasya giritam mansa driyeta dikshati chet pranati bhis cha bhajantam isham susurushaya bhajan vignyam ananyam anya nindadi shunya rudam ipsita sanga labdva. So here Lord Chaitanya is saying one should mentally honor the devotees who chant the holy name of the Lord Krishna. one should offer humble obeisances to the devotees who has undergone spiritual initiation or diksha and is engaged in worshipping the deity. Who is worshipping the deity, he should offer them humble obeisances. And one should associate and faithfully serve those pure devotees who is advanced in undivided devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of propensity to criticize others. So first level of Vaishnavas here also is made. One who chant holy names of God, we should respect him, honor him at least in the mind. So next level will come when the Lord Chaitanya also comes to the next level. So we see there are three types of devotees, and even these three types of devotees are mentioned by Sukhdeva Goswami in the narration of Sudama Brahman in 10th canto. Like there are three types of devotees. The initial devotees, they don't know to respect Vaishnavas. They may come to temple and just worship Krishna and go away. In Sudama Brahman story, Sukhdeva Goswami gives little different understanding. He says the initial primary devotees, Kanishtha Adhikaris, are those who only respect Guru and don't respect other devotees. Guru, and here it is said only. So basically they just think I and they don't think other devotees are important. I and Krishna or I and Guru, like that. I don't think other devotees are important. Actually, Madhyam Adhikari devotees, the second, I mean higher level, as Lord Chaitanya says, those are second level of devotees, their sadhana is fixed. They are chanting regularly, engaged in deity worship regularly. Such devotees, we should not only honor mentally, we should also offer physical obeisances. And here, it is said, by in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, what is the second type of devotees? First type of devotees, archam eva hare. He only worships Hari. Na tad bhakteshu cha anyeshu. He doesn't worship other devotees. He doesn't even respect other people. Sa bhakta is prakruta. Means, he is like devotee. His initial devotee. Then second level of the devotee, he worships Hari. He makes friendship with devotees. He preaches or gives mercy to innocent. And he avoids the envious. This is second level of devotee. And this is the one who is initiated, chanting regularly some number of rounds, worshipping the deities. It is said that such level of devotees we should associate, offer respect in the mind, not mind, physically. And a few days back, we were discussing this prayas, utsa, the atyahara prayas in our Brahmachari class. There Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there are some things for which we should do prayas. We should not do prayas, or prayas means efforts, for material enjoyment and things like that. But there are some things for which we have to take effort. He says one thing is to associate with equal devotees. We should take effort for that. So that is very important. Not only Guru and Krishna, certainly we should worship them, but we should take efforts to associate with equal devotees. And then what are the second year when Lord, these devotees came and asked Lord Chaitanya the same question. Prabhu kahe, Vaishna seva nama sankirtan, dui kara shigra pabe Krishna charan. He said, you do this, Vaishna seva and nama sankirtan, will quickly get Krishna's lotus feet. Again, they ask the question. Teno kahe, ke Vaishna, ki tanar lakshan. That's the same question. Who is a Vaishna? And what are the lakshan of Vaishna? At that time, Lord Chaitanya answers this second level. Krishna nama nirantara yahara vadane. Last year he answered, whoever chants Krishna's name only once is a Vaishnava. Now his answer, in whose mouth Krishna's name is nirantare, sei Vaishnava shrestha bhajatara charane. He is a very high level devotee, worship him. And then next year, again, the devotees come and they asked the Lord, who is the highest devotee? Now, who is the devotee? No, Lord Chaitanya is telling who is the highest devotee. Lord Chaitanya says, first class Vaishnava is one in whose presence he makes other people chant holy name. By his presence, he inspires others to take to devotional service, chant holy names. Actually, there is one good story which Shivaj Thakur told here. He told Shivaj Thakur, not Shivaj Thakur, Shivaj Prabhu. Shivaj Prabhu is a disciple of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, preaching in Nigeria. So Nigeria, there are many churches and even mosques. So once he got opportunity to speak in church, and some Christian people and missionaries were very, very fearful. They knew that this Shivaj Prabhu speaks very powerfully and very clearly and very convincingly. But even still, he had got the chance to speak in the church. So there, all the Christian people were sitting, and their guru, their priest has told, see, because of circumstances, he's coming and preaching and speaking in the church. But no, they are satanic people, they are demonic people. So when he comes to speak, we should continuously chant the names of Christ, 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 so that we won't be affected by their demonic thoughts. We should keep ourselves pure. So Shivaj Thakur entered the church, and he saw that all the audience is chanting Christ, 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 Christ like that. So Shivaj Thakur went and took the stage on the stage and took the mic. He said, I have one very good observation, and then I want to ask you the question. He said, when I entered, all of you are remembering the Lord Christ Jesus. They are not chanting Christ, they are chanting Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All of you are remembering the Lord Jesus, and you are chanting Jesus, 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 Jesus. But I have one question. When your priest came sometime before me, you are not chanting the names of the God. Is it that I inspired you to chant the names of God so much? He said, the Vaishnava scriptures, they tell the topmost devotee is one whose presence makes everyone others chant the names of the God. And I saw that happen when I came, and it did not happen when the priest came sometime back. And the same priest told them that you should always chant when he comes. So he was taken on the back foot. But anyway, we should know that Lord Chaitanya answers, who is the topmost Vaishnava in whose presence others feel inspired to chant. And such a devotee, we should take his association. But one point which I wanted to note, and which we saw the drama. Now we are seeing that why we saw the drama. We saw the drama of Amogha. So one point which I just wanted to pass on message before we end in few minutes is that in whatever the category of devotee, a devotee in front of us may be primary, secondary or higher, highest, Kanishtha Adhikari, whom we have to just respect in the mind, Madhyam Adhikari, whom we have to bow down, or Uttam Adhikari, whom we have to serve and take his association. In all the three we see, even though he may be Kanishtha, a very primary level of devotee, who is only chanting Krishna's name once, in all the instructions, it has been told to us that we have to be careful from criticizing the devotee. It is not being told that you go and take his association. But in whatever level of devotee, if a devotee is there, like Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Api cheta suduracharo bhajante mam ananya bhag. Sadhur evasa mantavya. You have to consider him as a sadhu. So, it's very important for a practicing devotees like most of us to be very careful from criticizing other devotees. And I wanted to tell the story of Amogha, although it was done here, but no, the time is not there, and we have heard it many times before. Those have come. So, basically, what we see in Amogha's story, two principles. One is, if we criticize devotees, we get the reactions also severely. But at the same time, the devotees of the Lord are so glorious that even though Amogh criticized Lord Chaitanya, and because of that, by the natural reaction, he got cholera and he was about to die. But just because he was related to Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was a devotee, just because of the relation with Sarvam Bhattacharya, Amogh was fit or qualified, or Amogh became qualified to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and he got it, and he also became an equally glorified devotee. So, having said this, I would like to end, and thank you for hearing very patiently. Although it's time, so we cannot take any questions. It's a time for Kirtan. So, we'll end. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.